Welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm Chris. In today's episode, we're going to continue the theme we've been talking or discussing in the last couple of episodes. We're going to continue the theme of how do I take ledger data and push that into some sort of backend system. In previous episodes, we showed how to take something like a SQL Server, MySQL, Postgres, and integrate that with the ledger using logic apps and some of our logic app connectors. In today's episode, we're going to do something very similar, but instead of using a structured database to contain my contract information, to contain my ledger information, I'm going to use Azure Search. Let's go ahead and look at the logic app flow to talk about how this works with Azure Search. So here you're on the screen, if you've seen any of the previous episodes, should look very familiar. In fact, I'm reusing the same database we used for the Azure SQL episode, or the SQL Server episode, I'm sorry. But we're going to go ahead and when I add an entry or to this table, we're going to go ahead and use the Ethereum Logic App connector to create a smart contract. But rather than push that information back into a database, we're going to use this HTTP request and push that information into Azure Search. You can see here on the screen at the bottom, I'm going to push into my search index the contract address, the contract ID, the participants, and the transaction hash. So that now in Azure Search, I have a widely available, easily queryable index of all the information I've created on my ledger. Let's go ahead and watch that in action. So let me add a few transactions to my database, which in turn will create various transactions or various entries into my search. So let's go ahead and, for example, let's just add a couple of these. Let's go ahead and add maybe two. So 1, 2, 3, 5. 1, 2, 3, 6. And then I have a couple of them that are already in there. But let's go ahead and add these. Now, while we were waiting for the SQL database to update, this whole flow was taking shape. Deploy the smart contract, push information into Azure Search. Now let's go ahead and look at the information that's in Azure Search. Today I'm going to use Fiddler. You can use Postman. You can use any sort of REST REST capable application that you want. Postman and Fiddler are certainly very very popular. You see here I've created a POST request using the REST interface specification for Azure Search. When I go ahead and execute this, we'll go ahead and execute this. In the request body, I am going to ask it to please find me the contract address of the 1, 2, 3, 5. 1, 2, 3, 5 contract that I deployed initially. So let's look at the result. You see here I've gone and I've sent a result into Azure Search. Azure Search comes back and says, here is the address of that contract. Let's look at a different way to get to that information. I used a POST request earlier, but I can also use a GET request. The GET request REST interface looks very similar, but rather than put my search string in the body of my text, I can put it here in the header information. So let's go ahead and execute that. Let's get the current contract that we just searched for earlier, the 1, 2, 3, 5. Let's execute it. And then if you look here, you see again, now I've found at my contract address, 1, 2, 3, 5, all of the participant information. So again, just two different ways to get to the same pieces of data. In the first example, I used a POST request to go ahead and send information and a request to the index, to the search index using in the body. In that second example here, I used a GET request, but basically to get the same information, but in the header rather than in the body request. And that's it. Just a very simple walkthrough of this Logic App Connector demo. These are all available on our GitHub page. In the blockchain dev kit GitHub repository. Great, thanks for joining.